Deb?
Web?
What kind of trees are common around here?
Old cottonwood, red elms.
Local.
Tannerberry, hackberry. That's about all of them.
Well, do you have that tree around here that has the all sort of whitish greenish skin and bark? Maybe you'll find it down in the bottom.
Willow? Or
no, this
dogwood?
No, this would be bigger, much bigger.
Or birch? Birch?
No.
Poplar?
It's the one that has a little bottom on the end of the branches in the way.
I guess we don't have to.
No, I was about to conclude it. I was thinking of a sycamore.
Sycamore?
Well, you know, someplace between here and the cave, somebody put sycamores in a windbreak.
Oh, I've never noticed.
It struck me as very strange.
I've never noticed it.
Do you have cherry trees around here?
Oh, a few. They've all been planted.
What kinds are they doing mostly?
Oh, goodness, I don't know. What kind of cherry trees do they plant? I don't even know any varieties of cherry trees.
Well, I put a little scrubby one out in the back of my house. It's supposed to be a dwarf, and it will always be. It was the runt of the litter, I'm sure. About that tall, I'm just like that. Do trees bother your septic tank?
Well, if you get planted too close to it, they will.
What happens?
Well, you get roots in the lawns.
Do you have that old bush around here, the one that will have a clump of red berries up on it?
Tamarack? No, not tamarack. Tamarack.
These have brilliant foliage.
Mm-hmm. Foliage turns real red in the fall.
Uh-huh. You have anything you call shumac?
Oh, shumac. That's what. Yeah.
How about that vine with the three-fingered leaf?
Oh, that's poison ivy.
I know I'm allergic to that.
I've had it a couple of times.
What would you call a group of trees in open country?
I'd call them a grove.
Huh? And a place where the brush grows thick?
I'd just call it brushland. I wouldn't have any particular name for it.
You been out flying your kites?
No. Carol brought each of the kids a kite. And Jeff brought his home star down wrapped it.
Whoops.
He thought it was wrapped up inside the paper. His first kite. Well, that's the way it ended up.
That's a good trick.
We didn't know for 2 days, though, why he started tearing the paper off of it. 2 days later, though, I put the other one together so they could fly. And he said, asked me if he wanted me to unwrap it. Mm. I said, goodness, no, don't unwrap that. It dawned on me then why he tore this one up.
You did it lit on the super tearing it up. Yeah. Well, that's 8 miles afterwards. I thought, well, he was just simply tearing it up.
I think this is just the suffering a parent has to go through.
My mother always said, when you have a family of your own, you start earning your own raisin, and I told her I was a firm believer.